弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，平安。
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends, good morning.
就如在我们的主日单章上印着的啊，敬畏神得以成圣，是我们教会今年主日讲台的中心主题。
Our church theme of this year is perfecting holiness out of reverence for God.
在三个月以前，我们以圣经里面的四个人物为例子。讨论了敬畏神这个题目。
Three months ago, we talked about reverence for God through four individuals from the Bible.
我们学习亚伯拉罕敬畏神，在需要的时候毫无保留地把自己的一切都奉献给神。
We learn from Abraham, who offers everything to God when needed.
我们学习约伯敬畏神，洁净自己，远离恶事。
We learn from Job, who cleansed himself and stayed away from the evil doings.
我们学习大卫敬畏神，谨守自己的本分，不伤害主的仆人。
We learn from David, who lets God do his part and never hurts God's servant.
我们学习哥尼流敬畏神，慷慨大方地帮助有需要的人。
We also learn from Cornelius, who generously helped those in need.
在一个月前，我们以降服于神为题目，进一步思想了当如何敬畏神。
A month ago, we talked about surrender to God, which is also relate to today's topic.
我们得出了三个方面的结论。
We made three main points.
第一，我们要惧怕神，做主的朋友，逃避淫乱，远离世俗。这样我们就不惧怕任何事情能够真正的伤害到我们。
First of all, we should become God's friends and stay away from evils of this world. Then nothing would really harm us.
第二，我们要惧怕神，敬畏神，在神的面前，我们必须分别为圣。
Then we should worship God in reverence and awe and become holy in Him.
第三，我们要顺服神，要把自己的身体当作活祭献给神，给义作奴仆，就成为圣洁。
And we need to surrender to God and offer ourselves as living sacrifices to God and become holy.
今天我们以刚才大家一起读的希伯来书十二章二十八到二十九为主题经文，来思想如何用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
We just read Hebrews.12:28-29, and let us think about how to worship with reverence and awe.
那我们先来祷告。
Let us pray.
圣洁公义的天父上帝。
Heavenly Father.
求你的圣灵来帮助我们明白你话语所启示的真理。
Please let the Spirit guide us in understanding your words in the Bible.
使我们能够以虔诚敬畏的心敬拜你，侍奉你。
Help us worship you and serve you with reverence and awe.
预备好进入你所应许的不能震动的国，成为你的子民。
And prepare ourselves to receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Pray this in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
根据希伯来书十二章二十八到二十九节的经文，我们今天要来思想三个要点。
Here are the three main points of today's message.
第一，神乃是烈火。
God is a consuming fire.
第二，不能震动的国。
The unshakable kingdom.
第三，虔诚敬畏的侍奉。
And serve God with reverence and awe.
希伯来书的十二章这里呢，说啊，神乃是烈火。
In Hebrews 12:29, it says, God is a consuming fire.
对于神的认识，我们印象最深刻的啊，就是神就是爱。
We all know that God is love.
神就是爱是我们在传福音的时候，是我们在激励自己、勉励弟兄姐妹的时候常常分享的主题。
God is love becomes the theme of our discussion and sharing with others.
弟兄姐妹也应该都知道啊，神乃是烈火这个真理。 但未必呢有同样深刻的印象。
We also know the truth that God is a consuming fire, but it rarely comes to our mind.
相反的，神乃是烈火，似乎是弟兄姐妹们啊很少谈论的话题。
And we don't talk about it as much.
今天呢，我们就有必要在这里呢花一些时间，看看圣经里面的一些有关的记载。
And let's look at the verses that mention this.
与希伯来书这一段经文直接相关的是旧约圣经的出埃及记24章15到17节的经文，他是这样说的啊：摩西上山，有云彩把山遮盖，耶和华的荣耀停于西乃山，云彩遮盖山六天。第七天，他从云中召摩西，耶和华的荣耀在山顶上，在以色列人眼前形状如烈火。
In Exodus 24 verse 15 to 17 it mentions God being a consuming fire.
耶和华神的荣耀停于西乃山，向以色列人显现的时候啊，他们看到的是形状如烈火。
When the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, the Israelites saw the glory of the Lord like a consuming fire on top of the mountain.
这是当时啊人有限的感官认知，但圣灵默示希伯来书的作者啊，确切的启示我们说，神乃是烈火。
This was what people saw with their eyes, and surely the description has its limitation. But in the book of Hebrews, it says God is consuming fire.
当人们面对烈火的时候，感受的不是温暖，而是毁灭。
When we face consuming fire, we see destruction instead of warmth.
在我小的时候啊，秋冬的季节呢，和小朋友喜欢一起到河滩上去玩耍，常常捡一些枯树枝、一些干草堆在一起，点火取暖。
When I was a kid, my friends and I would gather branches and hay and lit them up to keep warm during winter time.
有一次，当我们在河滩上自己的小火堆旁边玩耍的时候啊，远远的看见河对岸有一户人家开始冒浓烟，接着看到火苗上了房顶，不久啊，这个房屋就倒塌了。
One time while we were playing, we saw a house across the river was on fire, and soon.The house collapsed.
当时农村的房屋主要是用木头、用竹片和稻草盖成的，一旦着了火啊，就无法扑灭，很快的就化为灰烬，只留下灶台和墙角的石头。
The house was built with wood, bamboo, and hay. So once the fire starts, it becomes unstoppable.
后来听说那一家人呢及时的逃了出来，没有伤亡，但是圈里面的猪啊就被火烧成了焦炭。
Later we heard that the family who lived in that house were not injured, but the pig they had was not that lucky.
圣经里面的火啊最早出现是在创世纪的3章24节，这样说，于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯或四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。
The very first verse that mentions fire in the Bible would be Genesis 3:24.
说的是亚当犯罪以后啊，被神赶出了伊甸园，并且在伊甸园的入口安设了四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。
After Adam sinned, God drove him out of the Garden of Eden and set a flaming sword to guard the way to the Tree of Life.
因此人啊，如果想要回到与神同在的伊甸园啊，得到生命树的果子啊，就必须经过火焰。
One must pass the flaming sword to return to the Garden of Eden.
然而呢，凭着罪人的血肉之躯啊，是无法经过神的火焰而不灭亡的。
But no one would be able to do that.
圣经里面火第二次出现， 是在创世纪的第十五章第十七节，是这样说的：日落天黑，不料有冒烟的炉并烧灼的火把从那肉块中经过。
Genesis 15:17 also mentions fire。
这是神与亚伯拉罕立约的时候发生的情形。那个时候这个亚伯拉罕名字还是亚伯兰。
This is when God made covenant with Abraham. Back then Abraham was called Abram.
在此以前呢，圣经里面没有详细的记载神是如何向亚伯拉罕显现的啊。但在这样一个离约这样的一个非常正式的场合，神是以火的形状出现的。
It was the first time Bible records God's appearance for Abraham, and it was a really formal occasion.
在出埃及记的三章二节，耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 2, there the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up.
荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁，可见不是普通的凡火，而是由神而来的圣火。
The bush was on fire, but it did not burn up. It must be the holy fire from God.
荆棘没有被烧毁啊，不是出于自然，乃是因为神迹。
It's unnatural for the bush not to be burned up, only because God is behind all this.
当年以色列人啊，在旷野行走的时候，出埃及记的十三章二十一到二十二节说，日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火柱中光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。日间云柱，夜间火柱，总不离开百姓的面前。
Exodus chapter 13, verse 21 to 22. By the day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light.So that they could travel by night, by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people.
可见啊，在旧约的时代，神的显现或神的同在常常伴随着烈火的出现。
In the Old Testament, God often appears as a consuming fire.
因为神乃是烈火。当罪人面对神的时候，必然被火毁灭，就像创世纪的十九章二十四到二十五节所记的啊，当时耶和华将硫磺烈火从天上耶和华那里降于索多玛和俄摩拉，把那些城和全平原并城里所有的居民连地上生长的都毁灭了。
Because God is consuming fire, and the fire was destroy sinful creatures, just as it is recorded in Genesis chapter 19, verse 24 through 25.
索多玛和俄摩拉是旧约时代两座啊罪恶满盈的城市。这两座城市的毁灭，预表了如今这个充满罪恶的世界的最终结局。
Sodom and Gomorrah were two cities full of sinful doings, and the destruction of the cities resembled the ending of this world.
就像彼得后书三章十节所说的，但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有行止的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
2 Peter 3:10, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare.
当主耶稣再来审判这个弯曲悖谬充满罪恶的世界的时候，他不再用大洪水啊，而是用烈火烧尽一切属于这个世界的东西。
When the day of the Lord comes, The element will be destroyed by fire.
如果我们是属于这个世界啊，也要一同被烈火消化而灭亡。
If we belong to this world, we will be destroyed by fire.
不单是罪人在神的面前要被烈火烧灭啊，神的仆人如果不按照神的要求成为圣洁，来到神的面前侍奉的时候也会被烈火烧灭。
Sinners will be destroyed by fire, and so do the servants of God who do not become holy in God.
就像在利未记的第十章一到二节所记的啊，亚伦的儿子拿达、亚比户、革拉自己的香炉，盛上火，加上香，在耶和华面前献上燔火，是耶和华没有吩咐他们的，就有火从耶和华面前出来，把他们烧灭。他们就死在耶和华面前。
Aaron's sons Nadab and Abihu took their censers, put fire in them, and added incense, and they offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, contrary to his command. So fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord.
我们在上一次也提到啊，人若以世俗为友，爱世界或世界上的事，就没有爱神的心，违背了神给他的选民的最大诫命。
Last time we mentioned that if one becomes friend with the world, then he will not love God.
圣经里面呢，常用人间的爱情来比喻神与他的选民之间的爱，就像雅歌的八章六节这里所说的。求你将我放在你心上如印记，戴在你臂上如戳记，因为爱情如死之坚强，记恨如阴间之残忍。所发的电光是火焰的电光，是耶和华的烈焰。
Many Bible verses describe the love between God and his people, just like this verse from the Song of Songs.
人间所期盼的爱情，总是希望对方把自己放在心上。
We always imagine love as caring and placing like a seal over one's heart.
痴情的人啊，甚至会将爱人的名字刻在自己的手臂上，表示忠贞不渝。
And some would even have a seal of name on the arm to show integrity.
爱情是排他的。有第三者的插足，总会招致记恨，甚至会因爱生恨，引发残忍的仇杀。
Love is jealous, and betrayal usually leads to hatred.
神的选民，以前在旧约圣经里面指的是以色列民，如今是指的是我们基督徒。如果我们爱世界不爱神，必然惹神的记恨，面对耶和华的烈焰。
If God's people love the world instead of God, then the consuming fire is away.
甚愿今天看这期经文啊，能够帮助我们加深对神乃是烈火这个圣经所启示的真理的印象。
Hope all the verses we just read help us understand God is consuming fire.
我们不仅要凭着神就是爱去传福音，来安慰自己和勉励弟兄姐妹。
We shouldn't only talk about God is love.
我们还要因为知道神乃是烈火，而生发出虔诚敬畏的心，在地上过合神心意的圣洁生活，更加迫切地去传讲福音。
We should know God is a consuming fire and have reverence for God. Keep a holy life and spread the gospel.
神乃是烈火，显明的神圣洁公义的一面。神不能够容忍任何的罪恶。
God is a consuming fire, reveals God's holiness and righteousness, and He has no tolerance for anything.
神就是爱，显明的是神慈爱怜悯的一面。神为罪人呢，赐下了赦罪的救恩。
God is love, reveals God's mercy and love.He sent His only Son to us and cleansed our sins.
耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲满足了神圣洁公义的要求， 罪人因信称义，就免除了烈火中的刑罚。
When Jesus Christ died on the cross, those who believe in him become righteous.
神就是爱，不是无原则的爱，而是信靠神的人在耶稣基督里面得到的爱。
God is love, and the love is for those who believe in Jesus Christ.
不信的罪人仍然在神的震怒之下，面临的是毁灭的烈火。
Those who do not believe are still facing consuming fire.
接下来我们要来看不能震动的国。
Next, let's talk about the kingdom that cannot be shaken.
不能震动的国是相对于能震动的国而言的。
Which is in contrast with the kingdom that can be shaken.
当耶和华神带着荣耀从天降到地上的时候，在出埃及记的19:18这里是这样描述的：西乃全山冒烟，因为耶和华在火中降于山上，山的烟气上腾，如烧窑一般，遍山大大的震动。
When the glory of the Lord comes, Exodus 19:18 describe it as this.
诗篇的97:2-3的经文呢，也描述了神当时降临到地上的情形，这样说：迷云和幽暗在他的四围，公义和公平是他宝座的根基，有烈火在他前头行，烧灭他四围的敌人，他的闪电光照世界，大地看见便震动。
Psalms 97:2-3 also describe when the glory of the Lord comes.
由此可见啊，当人犯罪而受到咒诅的地啊，没有办法承受神的荣耀，遍山乃至大地都会被大大的震动。
Because people have sinned, the earth trembles.
旧约的先知哈该，他预言了世界的末日，神在荣耀中显现施行审判的时候的情形。在哈该书的2:6这样说：万军之耶和华如此说，过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海与旱地。
The book of Haggai, chapter 2:6, this is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land.
马太福音24:29记载，主耶稣更确切地把将来要发生的事情呢启示给我们。他说，那日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天使都要震动。
Matthew 24:29 is when Lord Jesus reveals the future to us.
希伯来书的作者对这前后的两次震动呢，对比了一下，做了一个总结，这样说，在希伯来书的12:26-27，当时他的声音震动了地。但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使他不被震动的长存。
Hebrews 12:26-27 At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, once more I will shake not only the earth but also the heavens.The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain.
这里所说的不被震动长存的啊，是指着启示录的21:1所说的，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
What cannot be shaken,Remain refers to Revelation 21:1.
不被震动的长存的新天新地， 就是神应许要我们去得的不论震动的国。
A new heaven and a new earth is the kingdom that cannot be shaken.
我盼望弟兄姐妹们啊，也包括我自己，有足够的见识来分辨什么是长存可以带到新天新地里面去的啊，和什么是属于这个将要被烈火消坏的世界的。
I hope brothers and sisters would know what belongs to the new heaven and new earth and what belongs to this world.
我们可能花费了过多的时间和精力在关乎世界的事情上，而忽略了应该为进入永恒的国度而好好的预备。
We may have spent too much time and energy on this world while neglecting the preparation to enter God's kingdom.
使徒彼得在彼得后书三章十节提醒我们说，但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有行之的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
Peter reminds us in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10。
当主再来的时候，我们在地上所拥有的一切都要被烈火消化，我们为之付出的时间和精力、啊、也都白费了。
When the Lord comes again, the element will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare.
然而呢，我们需要用圣洁和敬虔来迎接主的再来，预备好进入那不能震动的国度。
We need to prepare ourselves to enter the kingdom that cannot be shaken.
主的日子要像贼来到一样、啊、不可预期。
Because the day of the Lord will come like a thief.
如果主今天来或者明天来，你和我都已经预备好了吗？
Are we ready to welcome Lord if he comes today or tomorrow?
最后我们要来看，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Now let's look at worship with reverence and awe.
中文圣经里面侍奉这两个字啊，在英文的 NIV 版本里面所对应的是 worship， 是敬拜的意思。在 KJV 版本里面所对应的是 serve， 是服侍的意思。
In NIV version, it uses the word worship, while in King James version, it uses serve.
可见在圣经里面，敬拜和服侍是两个可以互换的名词。
We can see that these two words are interchangeable.
敬拜不限于音乐、诗歌和祷告、赞美，服侍呢也不局限于做事情。
Worship is not limited to music, songs, and prayers, and serve is not limited to doing things.
无论是敬拜还是服侍，都需要有虔诚敬畏的心。
And we need to serve and worship with reverence and awe.
敬拜和服侍不仅是为了满足神的心意，也是为了在主耶稣基督的根基上建造我们自己。
We serve and worship not only because God wants us to, also we would perfect ourselves on the foundation of Jesus Christ.
就像使徒保罗在哥林多前书三章十节到十一节所说的，我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头理好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10 to 11。
接下来呢，哥林多前书三章十二到十三节，保罗又说，若有人用金银宝石草木活结在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有活发现，这活要试验个人的工程怎样。
And also in 1 Corinthians,
我们基督徒建造的工程、啊、的根基都是一样的，就是耶稣基督。 但不都有虔诚敬畏的心啊？就像有人用金银宝石来建造，有人用草木活结来建造。
Our foundation is the same, which is Jesus Christ, but we use different materials to build on that foundation.
人如果真正的有虔诚敬畏的心啊，就必多想上面的事情，少思想地上的事情。
If we worship with reverence and awe, we would care more about God and less about the world.
就会积攒财宝在天上，而不是在地上。
And we would collect fortune in Him instead of on the ground.
就会立定心志跟随主，而不是手扶着你向后看。
And we would have determination to follow Jesus Christ.
就会谦卑地服侍人，而不要求被人服侍。
We would humbly serve others.
就会无条件地宽恕别人，而不总觉得自己是吃亏受委屈。
And forgive others.
就会发自内心地敬拜神，而不只顾自己显露恩赐和才华。
And we would worship God with all our hearts.
就会把来到教会服侍神、敬拜神，看得比去公司、去学校、取悦地上的老板呢更加重要。
And make it more important than pleasing the boss at work.
总体来说，就是要听神之道而谨守遵行。
In a summary, we need to follow God's commands.
保罗说，在那日子有火发现，这火要试验国人的工程怎样。
Paul says his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light.
这是我们进入神所应许的不能震动的国的必经之途，因为神乃是烈火。
It is the only way we must take to enter his kingdom, because God is consuming fire.
就像在撒迦利亚书的十三章九节记载的耶和华的话这样说，我要使这三分之一金火熬炼他们，如熬炼银子；试炼他们，如试炼金子。他们必求告我的名，我必应允他们。我要说，这是我的子民；他们也要说，耶和华是我们的神。
Zechariah chapter 13 verse 9. This third I will bring into the fire. I will refine them like silver and test them like gold.They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people. And they will say, the Lord is our God.
蒙神的拣选，成为那不能震动的神国子民的人啊，要经过火的熬炼和试炼，就如熬炼银子，试炼金子，为了除去杂质。
God's people who would enter the kingdom that cannot be shaken will be brought into fire.
凡是属于世界的一切都会被烈火烧掉，无法带入那个不能够震动的神的国度。
Everything from the world will be burned out.
唯有在基督里的新生命和靠着圣灵所结出的属天果子，才能够经过那四面转动发火焰的剑，进入与神同在的乐园。
Only the fruits from the Holy Spirit will be able to pass a flaming sword and enter God's being.
我们如今的一些基督徒啊，还常常纠结在自己是否已经得救的问题上面。我们为是否一次得救、永远得救的这样的信条啊，争论不休。
Nowadays, Christians still talk about salvation.
希伯来书，六章一节提醒我们说啊，我们应当离开基督道理的开端，极力进到完全的地步。
Hebrews 6:1 reminds us, therefore let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to the maturity.
也就是说，我们要用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，在耶稣基督的根基上，用金银宝石来建造个人的工程。
We need to worship and serve God with reverence and awe and build on the foundation of Jesus Christ using gold, silver, and costly stones.
保罗在下面总结说啊，哥林多前书的三章十四到十五节，人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。 人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 14, if what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames.
弟兄姐妹们，常常在世俗的事情上啊，和不信的人是一样的。我们极尽全力地去争取财富、名誉、地位，以及被世人认可的各种成功。
We usually try hard to pursue fortune, honor, and other kinds of success that this world loves.
在属灵的事情上，我们往往貌似十分的谦卑，不思进取，以为只要得救就行了。
While thinking being saved is good enough.
诚然，我们在得救的事情上自己毫无功劳啊，全凭神的恩典，因信称义。
We have done nothing for being saved. It's all because of God's grace.
圣经也应许说，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。
Hebrews 7:25. Therefore, if he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always loves to intercede for them.
保罗在这里也说，人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。
If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved.
一次得救，永远得救的信条也许没有错，却不能够帮助基督徒用金银宝石来建造他自己的工程。
We need to work hard to build on the foundation of Jesus Christ.
如果躺在这个信条上睡大觉，不用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，到头来啊，虽然得救，仍然像从火里经过的一样。
If we do nothing after being saved, we would appear as one escaping through the flames.
我先前提到的那个着了火的那个房子啊，经过火烧了以后啊，只剩下破砖烂瓦或一头烧焦的死猪。
I mentioned earlier about that house being burned up and only broken bricks and the dead pig were left.
你愿意在建筑的时候是这样的情形吗？
Is that what you'd like to see?
显然我们要建造经过火的试炼还存得住的工程，我们要在神的面前得着赏赐。
We need to continue to build on the foundation of the Lord.
那我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
圣洁公义的天父上帝，
Heavenly Father,
感谢你的慈爱怜悯，用你爱子耶稣在十字架上的牺牲拯救了我们，让我们这些原来的罪人蒙恩，免除了烈火的刑罚。
Thank you for your mercy and love and for sending your only son to save us from the sin and the fire.
我们知道你乃是烈火，我们愿意用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉你。
Today we learned that you are a consuming fire and we want to worship and serve you with reverence and awe.
求你帮助我们在耶稣基督的根基上用金银宝石来建造自己的工程。
Please help us build on the foundation of Jesus Christ using gold, silver and costly stones.
到主耶稣再来的日子，经过火的试炼还沉得住，得着主的奖赏。
So that it would remain when the Lord comes.
我愿荣耀颂赞都归给你。
Glory and praises be with you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray this in your name.
Amen.
Amen.